I am here for the third day of the International Production and Processing Expo here in Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, I am sitting in the Novus booth, and I have the honor to have Howard Helmer sitting in front of me. Howard, I hear you're quite the celebrity here in the poultry industry. Tell me a little bit about your claim to fame.
Well, Jamie, thank you. And the operative word there might be little as far as celebrity status, but I've worked for the American Egg Board, which is the National Association of Egg Farmers around the country. And the American Egg Board's own sole job is to promote egg consumption, to get egg consumption increased. To that end, gosh, in 1982, right here at this very show, I broke the Guinness Book record for omelet making, having made 427 omelets in 30 minutes. So armed with those credentials, people like to ask me questions because it's so quirky, you know. And for the Egg Board, that credential gave me license to go on television and radio and all, because, like, if you call a show producer in a local market and say, hey, I'm the world's fastest omelet maker, you want to see? And they go, well, yeah, come on over. So that was really it. I became a spokesperson for the American Egg Board and ultimately for the egg industry.
You still hold the record, but do you think you'd ever try to top it anytime soon?
No, instead I've expanded my record. Now I have 3 records. I try to be modest. I am, in addition to having made 427 omelets in 30 minutes, my first entry into the Guinness Book, I also am now the world's fastest omelet flipper. Yes. Well, someone had to be. And I made the fastest single omelet at 32 seconds from eggshell to plate.
Do you practice a lot at home?
I make a lot of omelets at home because I love omelets. And it's, for me, it's sort of soul food. I come from a Russian immigrant family who didn't have a lot of money. So my grandmother, who was like the matriarch of the family, whenever she would prepare something for dinner, whatever was left over the next night, she would mix with eggs. So for me, omelets are kind of soul food. And so they stuck with me.
Do you have a favorite omelet or favorite omelet ingredient that you like to make or share with others?
Actually, I do. Like, Jamie, if you came over to my house for dinner, then I'd make you an omelet where an omelet recipe is 2 eggs and 2 tablespoons of water. I would replace the water with a dry white wine, and then I would fill the omelet with shredded Gruyere or Swiss cheese and bacon and serve it with a dollop of Dijon mustard. Very Francais and very delicious. And I've since added caramelized onions. What the hell?
Have you ever thought of putting together a cookbook of all your crazy fun ingredients to the omelets that you have shared around the world?
Jamie, really not, because essentially there is only one omelet recipe, 2 eggs and 2 tablespoons of water. What you put inside that package, that omelet, is like the sky's the limit. It could be anything. And I even make a flaming dessert omelet, which I love to demonstrate, an omelet filled with fresh fruit, usually strawberries, kiwis, and sliced banana that I flame off with brandy and serve with sour cream, with apricot brandy served with sour cream. So that's an example of how omelets could be either sweet or savory.
Oh my gosh, you're making my mouth water as we speak. Well, here at the 2013 IPPE, we're sitting in the Novus booth. Tell us what brings you to this event, to this booth today.
Last year for World Egg Day, for my introduction to Novus was through an organization called the International Egg Commission. And Novus is very active in every single area of the poultry and egg business, and so their span is worldwide. I became acquainted with them at the International Egg Commission meeting I guess in Italy, in Venice. And last year, they invited me to St. Louis to help them promote World Egg Day, which is little known now, but Novus is very active in trying to make its popularity widespread. So they invited me to St. Louis, where they hooked up with a culinary program in a local high school. And so we taught the kids in the high school how to make an omelet. An omelet is so easy, it wasn't much work to teach them. And then went on a show. I guess we had fully 12 minutes on the local TV show, where five of the students demonstrated different kinds of omelets, and they became so proficient at it. And they couldn't have been like 15 or 16 years old. And it was a great way to illustrate how easy omelets are, and all the time plugging the nutritional value of eggs, the versatility of eggs, the economy of eggs. It wasn't a difficult chore. They also invited other food influentials to come and make their own omelet at one luncheon event, and everyone did a good job of that. Then also one day, for the staff at their headquarters, I did an omelet-making demonstration. And so I'm here to talk about Novus is really, and they just invited me, and I'm happy to do it. Novus's dedication and devotion to the egg industry, to the poultry and egg industry, it's amazing, and they spare no expense in getting the word out. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud, really, to be affiliated with them.
Well, I am excited to have the opportunity to meet you here today, because you can just see it. When you're looking at you, the enthusiasm that radiates for the egg industry through you. So thank you so much, Howard, for taking a few minutes to share your history and your successes and what it means to the egg industry to have you here representing them. Again, I am Jamie Johansson here at the 2013 IPPE.